Greetings, comrades. It's a bit hard for me to speak right now, but I think I should do this, and I think that first of all, an episode like this needs to be made. This will air completely unedited. We have a proper edited this episode recording planned, but yeah, I'll get to that part. Well, I feel very, very sad that apparently all the things that I have been warning everyone about for the past 6 years and all the things that I've tried to make people who listen to the show understand, well, they have finally happened. And the war's on, and as Putin declared the kind of the jure admitted the independence of the Donetsk and Lugansk republics. Starting from then, I hadn't slept for about 60 hours. I finally went to sleep last night about 2 a.m. And it was, and then I wake up and I find out that all of this has happened. Weirdly enough, by the way, I contacted Dan Carlin about this because I really want to make sure that my message is heard, and we held about an hour long conversation last night, but as I hadn't slept for such an insane period of time, as I literally wrote an article for the Foreign Policy magazine about the Putin's address to the people and all of that sort, I literally had forgotten to press the record button on the Skype call. I messaged Dan about this, and I hope that he has the thing, and I don't even know if I was supposed to record this, but we had an hour-long conversation about political matters, which seemed terribly interesting right now. But well, we'll sort that one out. But yeah, it's an interesting thing when you have an hour-long call with Dan Carlin and you've talked before, and you want to make an episode about all this potential of what could happen, and then you just forget to press record because you've been completely exhausted from all of this, and then when you finally collapse out of sheer inability to go on any further, yeah, and then I wake up, and then this happens. So what is going to happen now is that this show, until this whole Ukrainian war ends, is focused completely and only on Putin, the war, and everything that's happening. This has been my plan a long while ago. I told you many times before in past years that if something like this happens, we have a plan, and that plan is coming to fruition now. Episodes might be more sporadic, there'll be more of them, but patrons, please don't worry, I will not be charging you for more than 4 episodes per month, which is our normal one per week. So, no need to worry about that part. If you want to support us, then you can click the donate button, but that's not important right now. The important part was that I had already prepared at the beginning of all of this, when the kind of these republics were, you know, de jure proclaimed by Russia as to be real. I already had purchased plane tickets and contacted with the Foreign Policy magazine, local avian media. I had planned to go to Kiev from the 1st to 8th of March to report. And you were supposed to find out about this on the next episode, which we have planned to talk about Putin with people from the Red Line podcast, the researchers there. And that episode is still coming out. We're still going to record it. But as of right now, those flights got canceled. So, well, I can't really change my schedule that much. I need to keep up with everything that's going on. But we'll record that episode about Putin and his goals and how power structure in Russia works with the Red Line podcast, and I'll send that to Annette, and that'll be edited and neat. But currently I'm looking for ways of getting to Polish-Ukrainian border, and I'm going to find out a way, and I'm going to contact Foreign Policy and everyone about how maybe I can get to Lvov and report from there, because I feel like I have to, because this is really bad. And I'll get all the news. And to all of you who listen to this show and you haven't really shared it with people, please do. This show is called The Eastern Border, and it represents... I try to be the voice, not only for Latvia, but for all of us out here, for all of us out here on the eastern border. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm succeeding at that. I know that I've been doing that for a while now, but I'll do my best. I'll do my best to keep you informed about the events and how they happen and how they unfold and what's going on, really, with everything. And let me tell you, this is specifically hard for me because, as you know, I've been there. I've been there to Donbas, and if you remember that episode, I spent some time with Oleksandr, and he told me his story about why he got into a war with everything. And I spoke with Ukrainian journalists and people, and now they're being bombed and rocketed, and everything's... And Putin's goal is pretty simple, as he stated, and as people in Echo Moscow have stated. It's not about those Donetsk and Lugansk things. It's about... Currently, it's about him really just changing the government in Ukraine to a pro-Russian one. The thing is that he just wants to topple it and make Ukraine a puppet state. But they will fight back. The war is going to be horrible, and I wish that everything is going to be well. But right now, we are in a time of total and complete uncertainty of everything. Russia has just invaded and started a full-scale assault on 17 regions of Ukraine. They're attacking everywhere, and they're bombing civilians. And if that wouldn't be bad, the news that I just read right now, they're on my Twitter. Please follow that at eastern_border. Oh yeah, by the way, Facebook banned me once again just before this began for a month. I don't know what. Someone reported a post that I made on, by the way, a BattleTech fan group. We were just, it's for those of you who don't know, BattleTech is a hobby of mine. It's a setting with mechs and everything. And we had a faction dispute here, you know, like the usual, which fandoms do. Which faction of this universe is better? And you know, we just were arguing there. And someone really just managed to just ban me from that, so I can't post on Facebook. So, yeah. Yeah. I can't post there. I guess this strikes me personally as well. And again, I'm sorry for this being short and chaotic. But it has to be done. Furthermore, the most recent news are that Putin can't even wage war with honor. Ukrainian border guards report that the Russian columns... they're advancing, and they're led by cars painted white with OSCE, which is the security organization, markings on them, for deception. The thing is, that's a war crime already. I mean, not only he's doing terrible evils right now, he's instantly turned everyone into a war criminal. And I really wanna get the info with Dan out and everything, and I'll have more coherent episodes than this out soon enough. But you have to understand that when you've overworked and you've tried to do some real journalism, and then you haven't slept for so long, and then you collapse at 2 a.m., only to find out when you wake up that 2 hours after you finally went to sleep, this has happened. Yeah. And to you over there in America, what I want to say is that I think that I finally can understand that, I can finally understand how you felt, how you must have felt when 9/11 happened. And yeah, to all of those people who've written angry emails and left me bad reviews about you know, being a fearmonger and, you know, stating Russia's aggressor and all that stuff all the time. Yeah, fuck you right now. Most of all, fuck Vladimir Putin. I sincerely wish that someone around his cohorts just grabs a gun and shoots the bastard. I have no other words for this. This is the point where I've just woken up. And I have to make this so that you're informed. But this is just the beginning. I have to get to work. And trust me on this one, we will be bringing you news daily, all the time. This is going to be a hard time for all of us. And I'll be doing what I can. Now, more than ever, happiness is mandatory. Slava Ukraini!